And now, here are some poems from Glenys Halliday that she wrote for the U3A Creative Writing Group.
The title for the writers' group was Sticks and Stones, and I wrote two. One to think about and one to make myself laugh. So, Sticks and Stones. Sticks and stones you don't require, no bow and arrow need to fire, blackmail letter never need to write, whisper rumour made up out of spite, pointed finger held up to the head, portraying harm, now what's used instead, anonymous blogs or caustic tweet, in high-tech days used to defeat. During every era, come what may, nasty folk will find a way to utilise whatever comes to hand, spreading hurt and fear throughout the land. And the second one is Sticks and Stones. It happened on a summer's day, when ancient man came out to play. Stopped hunting dinosaurs for dinner, but knew that they had back to winner. Spectator sat upon a boulder, clad in furs case it grew colder. Broke three branches from a thicket, then stuck in ground to form a wicket. Chose a stick to hit a stone. Mitts made spectators groan. Used fingers to count out each run. Declared they'd never had such fun. Life now would never be the same since they invented cricket game. We was asked at writers to write a poem or a story narrated by animals to animals. And I wrote two short ones. And this is one that's narrated by the tree frog. And you might recognise the basis of it because it's the race. Mr. Lepus was bombastic, a petty pompous fool. Mr. Tortoise was reclusive, his character was cool. Hare, being enthusiastic, challenged him to race. He'd win if running backwards, Tortoise couldn't match his pace. The finish of the dash would be the threshold of their dwelling. Hare lived in the thicket, but Tortoise wasn't telling. So Hare reflexed his ears, then gave his knees a bend. Tortoise merely blinked an eye, not a muscle did extend. Hare set off at frantic pace, crowd saw now but a streak. Watchers looked on in dismay, some even gave a shriek. Oh, Mr. Tortoise, please do try, we fear there'll be no end. Tales our bragging hare had won would drive us round the bend. The tortoise once more winked his eye. He was silent, but he drew his wrinkly neck inside and slowly his shell was shut. The moral of this story tells it may be best to give a little prior detection to find out where folk live. This one is from Mr. Lion to all jungle residents. Warning. Are you sitting uncomfortably? Okay, I'll make a start. To tell a tale of caution, you must take this to heart. So pin back all your ears. Jumbos, do not flap them. Alligators, crocodiles, control your jaws, don't snap them. We exist in jungles, in rivers and in trees. Must never let our guards down, must never rest at ease. Don't dawdle at the water holes, don't stroll to take the air, as man, the ruthless hunter, won't let us know he's there. He's vicious and he's nasty, just looks on us as dinner. If he doesn't kill and eat us, we haven't back to winner. He may sell us at the market to be somebody's pet, and chance may be an unkind snip if taken to the vet. Or we could end up in cages, put on public view. Oh, the humiliation existing in a zoo. You all need to stay alert, it's for to save your skin. I don't want you sitting comfortably before I do begin.